You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser, you gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger.
Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay. And good evening, New York City. We're doing both stations at the same time. And we just want to welcome all the listeners today. What a beautiful day in Tampa Bay. My name is Kay, and the name of this show is Next Generation AM/FM. And the mission of the show is to reach out to you guys and tell you how special you are, how wonderfully created you are, that you don't have to have a down day. We have some really good news to share with you. And my wonderful partner, Mr. Marino, is here with me today, which is a special blessing. Gary, would you say hello?
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. Good afternoon, New York City. Welcome to our show.
Welcome to our show. And Gary is just a vital piece of the puzzle here, and a little bit about what I've been doing. I am a high school French teacher and kindergarten teacher. And when I went through my divorce, I just said, God, take me and use me, because suicide's number two on college campuses and depression's number one. And I've been doing the show in New York to try to inspire the next generation. And God brought me this wonderful man. And Gary is very gifted in business. He's very bright. And he's left brain and I'm right brain. So we may have a little bantering on here today, but we want to make it jovial, and nothing's perfect in life. And so I don't know it all. Gary doesn't know it all, but we want to shine the light of what we do know. So today we are going to talk about deception and truth and faith and freedom. And there is a plan for our life, and we are in this world, and there is a battle going on in this world. Once you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are translated into the kingdom of light. If you have not been translated into the kingdom of light, then you're in the darkness, and it's all about turning the light on. We are going to try to turn the light switch on for you today. And if you're down today and you're confused and you just don't have any love and you've been hurt, well, I've got some very good news for you. You don't have to be down, and God wants to heal your heart. And God doesn't want you broke and miserable. He wants you blessed. He wants you to have an abundant life. And hopefully, some of these things we say are going to touch your heart and inspire you, and you're going to tune in next week, okay? Now, what is faith? Faith is an allegiance to a duty or a person. It's loyalty. It is a belief and trust and a loyalty to God. Now, Gary, if you have something to say, you just need to interject.
Well, I'm going to interject, and I'm going to start what I have to say, giving everybody an awareness that we as Christians and as other religions, we believe in a superior power. And I think sometimes in believing in the superior power, we tend to underestimate the power of the devil. Because if we believe in our religion and we believe in the power of our God, we have to understand that the devil, with all his trickery and his deceit and his lies and his coming in so many different forms, is out to get you in so many ways. And as Kay had mentioned about bringing you down, having a horrible day, things just not going your way, that's the devil working at you. You know, and you've got to fight what he wants, which is total depression, allegiance to him, a lack of faith and
doubt
in God. He wants you to believe in him, and that's how he does it. So we got to be very, very careful of how the devil works within your life. And that's one of the main reasons why we're here today, is to be careful, because he's out there, and he's tough, and he's strong.
And he is defeated. And Jesus said, all the power of the enemy is under your feet. Now, deception. This is how he works, through deception. A statement or action that hides the truth. It's the act of hiding the truth. He wants to hide the truth. He doesn't want us speaking the truth to you and shining God's light and love into your heart. He wants you in the darkness. And what does he do? He makes you doubt. What is doubt? Doubt is a feeling of uncertainty. He wants you all uncertain. It's a lack of conviction. And it also makes you indecisive. You can't ever make a decision. You're suspicious of everybody. It's also confusion. Doubt brings in confusion. The enemy, the darkness, is always trying to put our candle out. The Bible says, the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. You have a candle on the inside of you, and you can either be flickering on and off, or you can be a bright torch. It's not up to God how much you shine. It's up to you. You can have a little candle with your spirit, like blinking on and off, or you can have a torch. And when you have a shining light, the darkness can't get around you. If your light is so bright, it's going to expose all the darkness the minute it's said. You have something to say, Gary?
Well, actually, what I wanted to do is, you know, what Kay does very, very often in her shows is she gives you a generality of these are things that you have to do. And but it's more important in this particular situation for me to give you a bit of a roadmap on how are we going to do this? How are we going to live shining God's light? How are we going to live knowing when the devil wants to get under our skin and control our thinking and control our actions? So what I wanted to do is just share a few things with you, if I may, regarding what my thoughts are on how we might be able to live a wonderful day in spite of what's going on around you and to trust in God and work with him during the course of the day. And this is kind of just a generalized roadmap, and Kay, you could jump in at any kind of time that you want. But the first thing I believe is that when we get up in the morning, we really need to get down on our knees and we need to thank God for the day. And most people don't. Sometimes people will say prayers at night, but getting up in the morning and giving that day to God and asking God to watch over you and watch over the people that you love during the course of the day starts your day off on the right foot, letting the Lord know that, look, I want you with me during this day. I want to shine this light for you this day. Already sets you and sets the tone for the day. And many people believe that, okay, formalized prayer is the way to go. Well, but it's not. Prayer, the way it really should be, is really talking to God all day. And in our particular faith, in the Christian faith, talking with Jesus Christ all day, making him your buddy, talking with him during the course of the day, makes your life so much easier rather than having to handle it all yourself. You know, and that's one of the most important general formats to start your day. And then during the course of the day, what we need to do, if I may, is we need to forgive. And I think during the day, when we first start a day, there's a tendency to think about the days past and the things and burdens that you're taking with you to this day that you've now given to God. And what the problem is that we don't choose to forgive. And we have to forgive those people around us. We have to forgive the things that have happened in the past, and we have to forgive ourselves for the things that we've done in the past.
And we also have to forgive God. And let me tell you something. God is love, and God is light. And we are all battling this negative darkness. Our world is filled with negative darkness. And you say, okay, how do I get in this realm? Well, first of all, man was created for fellowship with God. We have a purpose in this life. Most people that are listening to me right now, you don't feel like God loves you. And you don't really, you've tried to pray. You never saw your prayers answered. Well, don't give up. This is not easy. You don't learn everything in a day. I am a grandmother, and I'm still learning every single day. But the way God created us, we have this giant vacuum on the inside of us. And you can try to fill it with all the sex you can get, all the drugs you can get, all the money you can get, all the popularity and fame you can get, but you're still going to be empty. And that's why so many people are committing suicide, because they're trying to fill it with the wrong thing. The only thing that can fill your heart is God's love. And when you fill yourself with God's love, you don't need all that everybody else thinks is the right road. There's one right road, and Gary's trying to give you the right road and how to stay on that road. Right, Gary?
Well, just based on what Kay was saying, she was generalizing the want needs of the body, the lusts of the body. And yes, it's very, very tempting. The lusts of the body, whatever they may be, in whatever form that they may come in, it's very, very tempting.
But doesn't satisfy.
But you can't. But you've got to get past that, because it's your spirit that needs to be cared for. It's your spirit that needs to run you, not that the flesh, not that the needs of your body run your spirit. And we tend to make it so, okay, these are my needs at a level of the body, and forget about that the spirit is more important.
The scripture for that is that if you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. But if you sow to the spirit, you reap eternal life. And you are triune. You are body, soul, and spirit. We're not just spirit here. When you step out of your body returns back to the dirt, and your spirit is still alive. Your spirit needs to be fed. And Jesus said, man will not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Most people have a skinny spirit, starving their spirit, and they're feeding their flesh. That's why their flesh is so strong. Okay, Gary.
Well, as Kay had mentioned, we're kind of bouncing things off of each other, as you can hear. And one of the ways that we do this is by we choose to study the Bible in this particular case, and the works of God's Word within the Bible. We need to choose to trust in the words of Jesus Christ and the things that He said and the way that He lived. Because if we don't do it the way the Bible says, and we don't trust in the Bible, and we don't trust in the words of Jesus Christ, it's so very, very easy for us to veer off in the direction where there's deception, where there the lust of the flesh come in and take over the spirit. So we need to get strong in the Word and in the truth of Jesus Christ and the words that are in the Bible. It's extremely important that we do that.
Jesus, now listen. Jesus came to set the captive free. And if you are captive, if you're in bondage today, Jesus has the keys. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Faith comes from the Lord. Faith comes from hearing and hearing God's word. If you need more faith, you need to hear more word, because that's where your faith comes from. It comes from hearing God's word. It doesn't come from watching the news. It doesn't come from watching TV. It comes from hearing God's word. God's word is sharp and powerful. It's a two-edged sword. It pierces into the heart of man. God's word always produces what He wants it to produce. You need to hear God's word. We can't live. Now, let me also say, Jesus compared us to sheep. He said, I am the shepherd. You are the sheep. Now, the good shepherd, he's trying to watch over us. But the bad sheep that wander off, what happens to them? They're stupid. They fall off the cliff. The wolf gets them. And when the sheep, when you have a rebellious sheep, those shepherds take the sheep, they break their legs, and the shepherd carries the sheep on his back because he doesn't want anything to happen to you. Now, God is the shepherd of your soul. Surrender your life to the Lord. He has a better plan than you do. He has a better way. You may think you know it all. Okay, I don't need to know all this. Well, you might be doing fine right now, but you never know what's down the road. You never know, right, Gary?
Yes, it's very true that you never know. And something that Kay just mentioned that was actually extremely profound was the fact that what the good shepherd does from time to time, if a sheep wanders off where the sheep is in true danger of getting eaten by wolves or falling off a cliff, what he'll do is he'll take the sheep and he'll break the sheep's leg so that the sheep doesn't wander off. Now, in our lives, we can all attest to the fact there have been times when the Lord has come down on you
and
broke a leg
and spanked me,
stopped you dead in your tracks because he knew that you were headed in the wrong direction. Now, if you're smart, what you need to do is you need to heed the Lord's warning when the Lord does break your leg, because it's happened to me a number of times, and it sure has changed my life. But if you go back to the same thing that you've done before the Lord broke your leg the first time, you know, you're just headed for a life of just absolute pain
misery.
And darkness, and it's terrible. And, you know,
He loves us enough. He's trying to keep us away from the wolves. But we have to pay attention. And the sheep that keep wandering off and are rebellious, he's gonna allow something to happen to get you on the right track. Right, Gary? So if let me tell everybody, too.
She caught me in the middle of a cough.
That's okay. Let me say this to you. I don't care who you are. Maybe you're listening in jail tonight. I don't care how bad you've been. Maybe you've done the worst. Jesus Christ is your shepherd. He wants to take you and clean you and feed you spiritually and heal you, and he wants you to come into the sheepfold. You need to come on in today. Don't worry how bad you've been. We're all bad. I made more mistakes than anybody. I thought I could never sin. I want to tell you this story. It's really funny. When I first didn't think I would ever go through a divorce, but I was speaking in the jails to the girls. Now, listen to this. These poor girls, I won't even tell you what they've been through. Most of them have been molested all their life in foster home after foster home. And I go in there, little Miss Self-Righteous Susie Spiritual, and I tell these girls, I've never said a curse word. Now, really, nobody needs to hear how righteous my self-righteousness. My righteousness is filthy rags. They need to know it doesn't matter how unrighteous you are, because Jesus wants to put a new covering on you. He wants to take your filthy sins and make you white as snow. When you have the blood of Jesus, you are the righteousness of God in Christ. You can't get any more righteous. When Jesus makes you righteous through his blood, he makes you righteous. We don't have any self-righteousness. Now, I know Gary's chomping at the bits to say something.
No, I just wanted to interject, and I wanted to get back to this roadmap, you know, and how are we going to, if our legs haven't broken or we have been broken by something that happened in our life. Getting back to this roadmap, well, the first thing, as I had mentioned already, is this forgiveness. We need to choose God's love, and we need to forgive ourselves and those around us. And then we need to be thankful for all of the things that the Lord has blessed us with. That is one of the biggest, there's two big human frailties that we deal with on a constant basis that we need to look at and we need to address. One is that we're not thankful for all of the things that the Lord has blessed us with. We look at all the things that the Lord has not blessed us with, for whatever the reason may be, and we look at those, but we don't look at how fortunate and how many ways we have been fortunate. And then another thing that's also very, very important, that's so close to our face, is that we take too much for granted. We are so fortunate in so many ways to compare to so many other people that we should be grateful that when we get up in the morning and we say our prayers to God, that we're thankful for the day, that we're not going to take anything for granted, whether it be the circumstances of the day, or our children, or our wife, or girlfriend. We need to be thankful. Don't take the people that love us for granted. They love you.
Right, Gary. Now, Gary, in our natural flesh, how do we normally wake up without the Holy Spirit? Tell everybody how you wake up in the morning.
I wake up like a bear in the morning.
Where is your mind at when you get up?
I have 18 cups of coffee before I
feel morning. Where is your mind at when you get up in the morning? Tell everybody.
Right away,
What kind of thoughts? No. You start having negative thoughts. You have to change the channel of your thinking. You have to get up in the morning. And Jesus said we have to renew our minds. And the word in the Greek is metamorphosize. It's like when a caterpillar crawling around metamorphosizes into a butterfly. God's not going to do this. God is not going to change your stinking thinking. You have to do it. God is going to have your spirit, his Holy Spirit, but he's going to let you think whatever you want to think. So you have to change your thinking, right, Gary?
You do have to change your thinking, and as I had mentioned previously, is that it starts in the morning, and then it goes through the day, you know, and as I had mentioned, and I won't do it again, about the forgiveness, about being thankful, about not taking things for granted. We need to choose God's word. We need to choose to trust in God and that he's going to lead us in the right way. And in our religion and all religions, they have a terminology, very, very simple. It's called surrender. You need to surrender more. Let God take the throttle.
That's very hard.
Let God take the wheel. Let Jesus take the wheel.
Let me just say that this is not easy, what we're telling you to do. My feelings get hurt all day long. I feel like crying. I feel like crying right now before I even get on the show.
Why?
And I have to just let it go. I have to just let it go and let it go. And I have to humble myself and let it go. I'm super sensitive, and I have to let these things go. Now, this show is getting ready to end. Just real briefly, we're going to have a break in a couple of minutes, and we're going to be shutting this off.
We just started.
No, we're going to stay on the line. Don't hang up, because this has to be aired for New York, so we have to send this up. We're going to say goodbye in a minute, but it's a little confusing because we're on in Tampa Bay for a full hour, but our time for New York is up in a couple of minutes, so we have to change. But anyway, this is not easy. What Gary and I are telling you, it doesn't happen overnight. This is a process. So don't think you're going to get up tomorrow and say your little prayer, and you're going to be full of all this glorious light, and it's going to be easy. Right, Gary?
Yes, and I think that another part of the roadmap that I think is very, very important. And Jesus was very, very emphatic about our obligation to serve others. We don't realize, we think that just by taking that we're going to find the joy. The joy you will find will be in the giving of yourself, the love that you give to others, the care that you give to others, the service, the kindness that you give to others, letting them know that you care about them, being a servant, being God's servant. You'll find that when you begin that flow and you give and you give and you give, you'll start to get, because the way it works, life is a circle. It's an ebb and flow, and the more you give, the more you get. The more love you give, the more love you get.
The more money you give away, the more you get. It's the laws of sowing and reaping. And if you're hurting tonight, guess what? My feelings are hurt. My feelings get hurt, and I have to do the show anyway. And you say, well, Kay, how can we do this? First of all, I have to humble myself. And I have to say, okay, I've got to get my mind off of my hurt feelings. I could sit around all day and cry like a baby because I pick up on everything. I have to say, okay, I'm just forgiving everybody right now, and I have to do this all day long. Now, Gary's stronger than me, and he's from New York. He's Italian, and they're tough. And they don't get their feelings hurt, right, Gary?
But well, first of all, you get your feelings hurt at everything. You know, it's the most amazing thing. Anything I say, anything I do, I hurt her feelings. So I find that absolutely amazing.
Because he doesn't realize how his mouth and how strong he is, and he's Italian. They're,
you know,
the strongest.
Just to give you a little, just funny background.
Don't you dare say something that I'm embarrassed me, because you'll
back. If I were to go to Kay's house or Kay's family, everybody has the dishes neatly set, the forks, the knives, everything is in their proper places, and everything is just neat. People have their own place settings. I come from an Italian family where, you know, we throw the spaghetti at each other, we'll throw the meatballs
they
at each other.
They throw the temper at each other, too, and tomorrow
so,
is fine.
You know, we come from two totally different backgrounds, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to blend my very, very strong Italian background
with this southern,
real
southern
background,
belle.
Like Bronx with Kay's
with my
from
little,
Austria.
Yeah. Okay, now listen, we have to say goodnight to New York City right now, and I want you to know, okay, I want you to know, if you just tuned in, I know we have a couple minutes, I want to tell you how to get in touch with me. You get in touch with me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. And you people in New York, we want to tell you down here from Southern Florida, we love you guys. And I've been doing this show for about 15 years. We're going to be on next Monday night at 5 o'clock as well. But we want to hear from you, and I want you to contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. The whole mission of the show is to inspire you, to lift you up, to let you know God loves you and that He has a plan for your life, a plan of prosperity. He wants to bring you into His peace. He wants to bring you into the sheepfold. He doesn't want the wolves to get you. And Gary, you want to say goodbye?
You know, Kay, we've got 3 minutes.
No,
are you
we
in
have,
a real
we have,
hurry to get off the show?
Okay.
Is that your thing?
No,
are you
nervous? I just want to wind down to you guys in New York in a nice way and have a nice ending before it just cuts off.
But you're in such a hurry. Why are you in such a hurry?
He's okay. Hurting my feelings.
Now, what I,
He's
what
hurting
I
my
to
feelings.
Say, okay, is that. One of the big tricks in order to really move forward is to leave the past behind, okay? And I think that what we tend to do is we tend to carry so much baggage with us as we move into the future. And it goes back to what I had said initially about forgiving. But we need to leave all of the past behind us and make every day a new fresh day, give each day a new fresh a fresh perspective. And so very, very importantly, in our Christian religion, walk with Christ all day long. Make Him your buddy. If you're Jewish and you have a Jewish model that you would like to use, I still don't think there's anything better than Christ because He was the perfect model. Live as He would live. And you'll find that when you start to do this, you're going to find great joy because He was the perfect model. And so what, in order for us to achieve the joy and the sanctification that we need, we have two goals in life. Real quick, okay? Two goals in life. One is to be the best version of ourselves. And the second one is to make sure that we constantly keep our soul sanctified. Because we never know when God is going to be calling us and saying, Gary, in 1 minute, you're going to be gone. So we never know the hour of our death, and we have to always be prepared for that. And if we think that we've got extra time, this may be our last day. Now, wouldn't it behoove you or us to live this last day if there's a possibility that it may be the last day that we have on earth? That's why we need to go and we need to love each other. We need to trust each other. We need to love God. We need to be kind to each other, have patience with each other. These are just wonderful attributes that we need to keep within our heart, within our soul. These are fruits of the Spirit. To walk in a righteous way, and these are not hard things to do. These are things that if you pray for during the course of the day, it will happen.
It's not going to happen automatically. And we have 1 minute left. And I'm sorry, Gary. You know, I hate to interrupt, but you guys in New York. If you listened to the show last week about the blessing of Abraham, it's all about how to walk in the blessing of Abraham, and. We want you to contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. And if you have any questions, send it to me. And you guys are great. Just ask Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I need this peace. I need this light. Take my life. I surrender. In Jesus' name, we love you guys. And we'll be on next week at 5 o'clock.
And I want to thank you for listening to me. God bless you, and God bless all those people that are in your life that you love. May they live just beautiful lives of health and happiness.
Love will
Amen.
Save the day. Love will save the day.
You're gonna be bad, you're gonna be bold, you're gonna be wiser, you're gonna be hard, you're gonna be tough.
Hello, we're back again, Tampa Bay. We are so sorry for this intrusion, and this is the first time that we are in the studio with my other half here, Gary Marino, and we're trying to do a show for New York while we're doing live in Tampa Bay. And if you're just tuning in right now, we've been talking about the roadway to the pathway to life, and how to find the true meaning of life, how to find the joy in life, how to get filled with this light. And if you're out there in the darkness in Tampa Bay, We all have to battle this darkness. We all have to battle dark, negative thoughts. We all have to go through this life. We are born into this life. We don't know everything. We come into this life, and there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of confusion. And hopefully something that we say on this show is going to enlighten you. And we're trying to speak the truth, because Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And if you don't know the truth today in Tampa Bay, we are expounding on some truths here. So be patient with us. I'm sorry about the interruption. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, no, what's also very, very important is making sure that during the course of our day that we listen to the right voice. There's a lot of different voices that are coming our way during the course of the day, whether it be from your spouses, children, friends, enemies. And the real voice that we should be listening to is the voice of God, the voice of Jesus Christ, or the voice of who you perceive God to be, to walk with that God during the course of the day and be one with that God, so that you stay within a state of righteousness. The devil is always on your back. The devil is always out there to deceive you, to trick you, to make you believe things that are not true.
We talked about the deception.
What I was talking about, for instance, drugs, alcohol, gambling, arguing with people that you shouldn't be arguing with. The devil tricks you into thinking things.
Right.
And what we're trying to do here is to make the audience understand that the devil comes in so many different forms that it's very, very hard to discern. Is this the devil? Is this me? What's going on in my life? Why is my life so confusing? Why can't I get my act together? These are really difficult things, and everybody suffers with these things. Everybody, people tend to think if you get to speak to other people, everybody's got their crosses to bear. Everybody's got so many difficulties in their life. Don't think that you're the only one out there that's got problems. And sometimes we tend to do, and we moan and think, "Wow, woe is me." So many people out there, everybody's going through all kinds of hell.
I'm glad you brought up problems, because the Lord Jesus said, I am the burden bearer. He is the one that takes, he said, my burden is easy, my yoke is light. Now, Jesus wants us, in the olden days, they used to have two oxen, and they'd yoke them together to do the plowing, because everybody were farmers back then. If Jesus were here today, he wouldn't be talking about farmers. He'd probably be talking about, high-tech engineering or something else. But back then, he used what the people knew. And we can be yoked up. You can be yoked up to anxiety, and you've got to break that yoke of anxiety.
Anxiety, fear, worry, all of these constant, things are the work of the devil.
Listen to me. Every one of us is tempted with worry, okay? And this is what Jesus said about worry. Do not worry about anything. Now, how impossible is that? Jesus said, look at the lilies. Look at the flowers. They're not spinning. They're not toiling. Yet Solomon, in all his array, was not clothed like one of them. Oh, you men of little faith. Oh, you men of little faith. When I start worrying, all my faith goes out the window. And I can't get this worry off my mind. I have to tune the channel out. I have to renew my own mind. God is not going to do that. God will allow you to sit there and worry and have anxiety and wind up in the hospital, stressing your body out, ruining your immune system. God is not going to do it for you. You have to yoke yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, give me all your worries, casting all your worries over to me, because I care for you. Now, is that easy to do, Gary?
Well,
just throw all your worries.
The reason why it's not easy is because as human beings, we have a very, very strong frailty to doubt things. And we live in an environment, I tend to call it the divine matrix. And I think that when people doubt, they stop the good things from happening. They stop the energy flow of good things that are happening. And when you doubt instead of trusting God's words, right away what happens is the good things that may be coming your way are blocked, and they're blocked immediately. So stop doubting. Stop doubting that God is there and God loves you. And sometimes it could be very, very difficult. You could be going through the worst time of your life right now, but just because you are, it's because of you. It's not because God does not love you. It's something that you did, and what God is doing, as was mentioned in a previous program, he's breaking one of your legs. He's bringing you down to your knees. He's humbling you. That's why humility, when you talk about very, very important attributes that a person should have, and they talk about humility as being number one, is that we think that we can control all of these things. We just control the small things. We don't control the big things. So what we need to do is we need to put our trust in God and let God guide us along. Stop doing God's work. Let God do his work in your life. When we try to do God's work, that's when we screw up.
That's when the stress comes in.
That's when we end up on our knees saying, oh my gosh, I should have done it this way, or I should have done it that way. But if you would have let God take the lead, then things would be a lot different in your life, and we just don't do that. It's just the way us human beings are.
It's a constant surrender of humility. And you say, really, Kay, can I really trust this God you're talking about? Well, let me tell you something. Happy is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And if I'm not happy, that's my thermometer. Okay, you're not trusting in God. And I have a lot on my shoulders, okay? And I want to do my heart. You know, I wake up every morning, and I'm so worried about the kids that are committing suicide. I study every single morning. I'm trying to figure out why they would do that besides having a chemical imbalance. We're not dealing with chemical imbalances today. We're only dealing with the spiritual side of man. And I sit there and try to figure out what inspires me and what is God teaching me. Now, Jesus said, if you waver, he said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. But if you doubt, it says you're going to be, if you're wavering, you're not going to receive anything from the Lord. It says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Because one minute you're believing God and your spirit's all up, and then the next minute you're wavering. So the Bible says if you're wavering, you're like the waves being tossed to and fro. You're not going to receive anything from the Lord. Now, what is waver? Waver means to quiver. It means to tremble. It means you're unsteady. It means you're wobbling, you're hesitating, you're undecided. You have to make a decision that you are going to trust God. And you tell your mind, I am going to make this decision, and I'm going to quit wavering, and I'm going to quit being double-minded. And you're going to have, you're not going to fluctuate. You're going to be indecisive. This is what the scripture says, and you make up your mind. Now, the enemy in the darkness is going to try to make you waver and unsure. All of us go through this, especially when you have a lot on your shoulders. You start wavering and you start sinking. Okay? Now, the scripture wants us to be strong, but you can't waver. If you're going to inherit the promises that God has for you, you're going to have to make it, you're going to have to be determined, and people are going to come across your path. People are going to try to discourage you. They're going to say negative words to you. Oh, you can't do that. They're going to sow all this doubt into you. Stay away from those people. Build yourself up and keep a hedge around yourself before you get out there and try to do something. Build yourself up on your holy faith. Get yourself fortified, full of God's word, especially if we're around a lot of negativity. Right, Gary?
Yes, I believe that that is true, Kay. As a matter of fact, I'm a big believer in roadmaps. And just to kind of throw a couple of thoughts at you, more than just a couple, is that I think that what we need to do is we need to calm our minds a little bit, okay, and enjoy being in the presence, or in the present, rather. And, you know, take away the guilty and some of the shameful thoughts that go through your mind during the course of the day, and fill your mind with wonderful memories of beautiful things that you've experienced in the past. Don't control all of your thoughts. Let God take control of some of your thoughts. Let him fill some of your thoughts. Then when sometimes when you make a mistake, accept the mistake. accept the mistake quickly, and then move on. Okay, not everything is going to be perfect. Not everything is going to be brilliant. But the thing is when you make a mistake, don't dwell on it. Just move on. And another thing, if I may, is that during the course of the day, we receive a number of both good and bad impulses, things that may take your stride away. They may just you're in a great mood and you're on a roll and everything is wonderful, and then something comes along and all of a sudden it becomes a challenge doing the things that you said you were going to do and how you were going to be when you first said your prayer in the morning. But you got to shake those things off and you got to move on, okay? Because we got to let these unpleasant images, these little mistakes, the things that we don't forgive, we need to get that out of here, okay? We don't know what's around the corner, okay? But we need to look up to God, and we need to appreciate the things that God gives us. And that brings me, and I'm going to, turn it over to Kay, but when she could talk a little bit about pride. But pride in a man is a very, very bad thing. It's good to be boastful about some of the great things you did in life, but pride can really get in your way, right, Kay?
Okay, first of all, God says that pride goes before a fall. And maybe you're listening in Tampa Bay, you say, Kay, I've been trying to lose weight. I keep falling. I've been trying to overcome this problem, this addiction. I keep falling. I've been trying to make money, haven't been able to make money. It may be a pride issue. Maybe you have to say, Father, I humble myself before you. I have been trying to overcome this fear my entire life. Humble yourself. Okay? Now, we have to do that. If you don't humble yourself, God can humble you. Would you rather humble yourself, or would you rather have God humble you? I'd rather just humble myself. I have been humbled by the Lord, trust me. Now, as far as the Lord goes, did you want to say anything else about that, Gary? God's got this wonderful plan. And let me tell you something else about the Lord. The Lord will take a long time. When Abraham got his son, he was 101 years old. Don't think that this is going to happen tomorrow. God has a precise timing for everything. I'm like a charged horse. Every day I get up and I want to do so many things in one day. And I'm studying and I'm thinking about the kids and everything. And God, I am so impatient. The Lord, I have to slow down. I want everybody to hurry up and say what they're going to say. Just speak it up. I am very impatient. And so when you're impatient like that, I think God takes even a longer time, and God has a timing for everything. And in the fullness of time, Jesus came. So get on God's timetable and let go. When we're trying to control everything, that's pride too, right, Gary?
Well, pride is when you try to control more than you really need to control. You got to let loose a little bit. But I did want to just mention something that Kay had talked about with regard to patience. I think that patience is so incredibly important in our lives, because we as human beings want everything that we want. We want it right away. And I think that it can torment us. It causes fear.
It causes anger.
Worry.
It causes a lot of anger.
Because we're so impatient. We want everything now. We have to live, and excuse me just a second, okay, is we need to realize that we have our timing as man, but God has his timing. And you could be sure God's timing is going to win over what we want. So we have no choice but to really be patient.
Patience.
And to accept it.
The Bible says, with faith and patience, you inherit the promises. So I always concentrate on the faith. Just have faith, just have faith. I don't want to focus on patience because I don't want to be patient. Okay, but it's through faith and patience that you inherit these promises. And humble people are patient. Prideful people are impatient. And when you don't get things your way, and you don't get things in your time, you go, oh yeah, okay, this God stuff. I tried all this God stuff, and it didn't work, and I went to church, and I didn't see any of my prayers answered. And you just give up because you don't have any patience. And not only do you give up, you get angry. And you say, you know what? These Christians, they just spout all this stuff up, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And you get angry, and you get bitter, and you get mad at God because you haven't been patient. And God answers your prayers, but he answers it in his timing. And it does take a lot of patience, right, Gary?
Yes, it does. And I'm going to get technical for a moment. And in the earlier years of our evolution, in the course of evolution, we've developed a very, very instinctive character. And one of them, of course, is being impatient. But there are many things that we do that are a result of instinct. And I think a way to do some of the things that Kay and I are speaking of is instead of reacting as our impulses would want us to, let us take a moment and respond. We are moving too fast in this world. We don't need to move that fast. You know, the God in our religion, in the Christian religion, they talked about the fruits of the Spirit, you know, such as love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, things of that nature. But you can't insert those into your life if you're running around like a chicken without a head. You can't. You got to give yourself that time to think about these wonderful characteristics and then insert them to your life. But if you're going from impulse to impulse, just are reacting to one thing after another in the course of your day, before you know it, the day is gone. You've done nothing that you said that you were going to do at the very beginning of the day when you got down on your knees because you spent the whole day just rushing from one thing to another without giving some time to God.
You have to have that
practicing
time.
Practicing the fruits of the Spirit.
It's not going to just happen. And let me just tell you this about the fruits of the Spirit. They're love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, long-suffering, gentleness, and faith. These fruits have to be grown. And fruits are grown in the valley. If you go into the mountains, there's no fruit trees on top of the mountains. Everybody wants to be on the mountaintop, but it's down in the valley where the fruits are grown. And a fruit has to grow. You can plant an apple seed, Gary, but how long before you really get the fruit off that apple seed? Gary, how many years does it take if you plant a seed? You can have the seed in there.
A minimum of 7.5 years.
It takes a long time to eat the fruit. Don't think you're just going to be full of patience tomorrow morning when you get up and you got all these aggravation. No, you have to grow that fruit, and the fruit's grown in the valley. People live in the valley. They don't live on the mountaintop. We all want to be on the mountaintop every day. We don't want to be down in the valley. But that's where people live, is in the valley.
What we really want in our lives, if we really think about it, we want joy, okay? And joy comes from a number of, and I'll be brief, joy comes from knowing and realizing that you are loved by God, and that God loves you, and God loves the people that you love, and God loves you enough to make sure that the people that are in your life are healthy and strong, and that you're healthy and strong. Everything else that comes after that is really just gravy. If we realize how fortunate we are, then joy will come into our lives. And when joy comes into our lives, we'll develop a whole new perspective. But that won't happen until we become thankful for how good the Lord has been to us, and stop looking at all of the things that you want but don't have, and start realizing all of the things that you don't have and never did want in the first place.
Right.
You know, and I think that's human nature that makes us
we're so ungrateful.
We're
and let
ungrateful.
Me tell you this. I made up this little thing when I started the radio show because I was going to go into the Bronx, and I didn't need a man. I didn't need money. And I was just going to get some fabulous ideas and make the Bronx just this beautiful place with some inspirational ideas. Well, the Bronx is founded on granite. And granite, I made up this little saying that gratitude determines your attitude. Attitude determines your altitude. Altitude determines your aptitude. It's all about latitude. You want to get high? Everybody wants to get high. This is how you get high. Gratitude determines your attitude. Attitude determines your altitude. Altitude determines your aptitude. You want to reach your greatest aptitude? Do you know that God put a special gift inside of you? He don't want you in the garbage can. God didn't make you garbage. Maybe you feel like garbage this afternoon. That's not how God planned you. The world has poisoned you. The world poisoned you. But God wants to take it. Start being thankful, and He wants to bring you so high that you can reach your highest aptitude. The darkness is what pulls you down to the ground, right, Gary?
Yes, the darkness is what pulls you down to the ground. And I want to share with you a book that I read many years ago. It was written actually in 1946. The name of the book is Peace of Mind, and it was written by a gentleman, a rabbi by the name of Joel Lieberman. And Mr. Lieberman had mentioned in this book that the number one most important thing for human beings to experience is peace of mind. And peace of mind is God filling your heart with all of the things that you have been blessed with so that you can have some sort of a peace. And we don't let that peace in living the way we live. We're hurrying too much. We're thinking about too many negative thoughts. We're not letting the joy of the Lord, the joy of the day, the experiences of the love, and all of the wonderful things that are part of the day. We're not receiving them. And because we're not receiving them, we're lacking a peace of mind.
We're lacking the peace.
And the peace of mind is the most important thing.
And let me tell you something. The Bible says that if you keep your mind on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. If you meditate on the scriptures, He will keep you in perfect peace. You're not going to find peace out in that world. I'm going to tell you right now, that world is crazy with the distractions, with the text messages, the Facebook, all the constant bombardment in our minds. How can you get peace like that? You're going to have to turn the channel. You're going to have to get a scripture and meditate on that and get your mind on the Lord. That's where your peace is going to be. Because people hurt your feelings. Family members can hurt your feelings. You're going to have to live a life of forgiveness. And if you want to get into the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy is where God wants us, because in His presence is fullness of joy. Get in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit come fill you today. Ask and say, Holy Spirit, I need some of this joy. Fill me today. I need to be filled up. Just like you fill your car up with gas, you don't put bad stuff in your car. We fill our stuff. We fill our ears with all this negative stuff, and we expect to be full of joy. Wrong. Wrong, wrong. Words have power. You're going to sit there and listen to all these negative words and wonder why you don't have any joy. You are what you eat. If you put your carrots in your car is going to be full, not going to run. Your spirit has to be fed positive, joyful words to be filled with joy. You are what you're feeding on. And if you're feeding on negative all day, how in the world are you going to be full of the joy of the Lord? That is your strength. That's your energy. You have to pay attention to what's going inside of you. Right, Gary?
Yes, that is 100% true. And something that we definitely want to say for the next program is, how do we do all of the things that, you know, we throw the roadmaps at you, we talk about this and that, and what we're really alluding to more than anything else is faith. Now, faith, obviously, is one of those strongest words in the dictionary, and we're going to save that for the next show, because we can't start a show with about 4 minutes left talking about faith. But we're weak in faith, and we need to be strong in faith. And our number one objective in life, in order to have all of the things that we want, is to have faith in God and faith in ourselves. So how do we develop this faith? Certainly a subject for another time.
Well, faith, let me just say this. God chose to do it this way. God chose to make us walk by faith. The Bible says we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. We don't walk by what we see. This is so difficult, Gary, that we have to walk this walk of faith. And why God chose to do it this way. What God could do, He could just expose Himself right now. He is hidden. The things of God are a mystery. And He doesn't expose things to the wise and prudent. He says He reveals it to the babes. Now, why doesn't He reveal these things to the wise and prudent, Gary? And He reveals things to the babes. Why is that?
I don't know.
Well, I can tell you what it is.
I'm sure you could.
Because the wise and prudent didn't. They have this big ego. It's all about them, and they think they know everything. The Bible resists the pride. God resists the pride and gives grace to the humble. He reveals the secrets to his servants, the prophets. He reveals the most adorable things if you are worthy of hearing it, because there are some beautiful things that God wants to speak to you. And maybe you're hurting to you guys, say, okay, I want to come into this realm. All you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and fill me with your Holy Spirit and forgive me. And just keep doing that. Now we have 3 minutes, and I'm sure Gary wants to close. He's going to have some kind of profound closing here.
How did you know that?
Because he's just profound. He's so profound. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, what I wanted to say is that, and again, this is extremely important, that our intellect is very, very limited. Our concept, our perception of what God is limited to what we have in our brain, and is limited very, very, very simply to what we know and what we can determine with the small amount of intellect that we have. But we have to understand something that's very, very important. What we see is such a small, infinitesimal part of the spectrum of light that it's minimal. There's so much out there within different dimensions that are part of our lives right now that are around us that we can't see because we're not in that part of the spectrum. We're not in that part of the dimension. And I don't mean to get scientific with you at this point, but the thing is that realize, and this is how we'll close the show, is that most of the things that are out there we can't see. Okay, so we just because we can't see faith and we can't see spirit doesn't mean that faith and spirit are not out there. Spirit is out there. God is right next to you. God is all around you. It's been said in every religion, God is right there with you. We have to just choose to believe it. And because we don't see it, does not mean that it is not there. So let's talk about this on the next show. I want to thank you all for being with us this evening, this afternoon, and thank you for the kindness of listening to us. And we hope that we shed a little bit of light into your lives, and you certainly spread life into our
just
lives.
Just go
and we
shine
have a
the
chance
light.
To speak and,
yes, Gary. Well, and this, we have 1 minute, and I'm going to close with. Contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. We have 30 seconds.
Why do you worry so much about the time?
Because,
all the time?
You know, let's just close properly.
Time,
and we're not going to have any bantering here since we're talking about love, peace, and joy. Anyway, enjoy your life today. Let all that garbage go.
Be
let
happy.
All your worries go. We all have to battle this. We all have to do this. And it's not easy. Just let it go. That's why I picked this song out, because you got to be bad. You got to be bold.
Count your blessings.
You got to be tough. You got to be strong. You got to be cool. You got to be calm. I love you guys. God bless you.
You got to be stronger.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.